What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Relax, Relate, Repeat. It's been a long week.
Indeed.
It has been such a long week. This week has been draining on multiple levels. Employment, weather, medical bills, weather.
I don't want to talk about medical bills because I got to go and have a procedure done in the morning.
Listen, I am very thoroughly upset that I am not getting all of my money back for that surgery that I had that did not even help me. But I'm going to just shut up because I'm sick of fighting. I was fighting this insurance company for literally 6-7-ish months. I had my surgery in September. It is almost September again. And my insurance situation finally got figured out, and it didn't get figured out the way that I wanted. And they would give me all this mumbo jumbo. And I think insurance companies are scams, just like the medical field. And I am upset. Side note, you might have cut this out. Is my fan loud?
What?
My fan?
No, you're loud, but not your fan.
Okay, but yes, it's just I'm over this week. I need next week to be better. I'm over it.
I hear you. It's just been a busy week for me. It's been incredibly busy. I'm not gonna complain too much, but it's been super busy. And I got a bunch of stuff to do this weekend, so it's like I also feel like I'm not going to have any downtime like I hoped I would. But, you know, it is what it is. Countdown to vacation.
Listen, I don't have a vacation soon enough. But it's fine. Everything's fine. Let's slip into some sips here. Some of these sips is not even really sips, but we're just gonna sip on. We're gonna spread the information, at least okay. For this first one. If y'all haven't heard, the FBI said avoid using free charging stations in airports, hotels, and shopping centers because people have found a way to hack into those, use those USB ports, and switch them. I don't know how they do it. I don't know if they like intern their own thing, kind of how they like do with the credit card swipers, but they're basically putting like. Tampering with those, like, the USB ports and putting, like, malware into people's phones by them plugging their phones up trying to charge their phone. So, bring your own charger and cord and use an outlet instead. Do not use the quick little charger. Put your little thing in there. They say don't even use it on the planes, too. On the actual planes. And I know what I'm going to need is these airlines to put some dang on some normal
outlet. They do have a plug on. I only fly Delta, so... Most Delta flights have them, except for that one time when my phone damn near died on that plane. Shout out to the young lady next to me that let me use her portable charger. But Delta does have those plugs now. Well, I ain't gonna say I 90%, 95% of the time I'm on a Delta flight. So, yeah. They take care of me. But that made me feel some type of way because I shall be utilizing them things all the time.
Well, don't.
So I didn't appreciate it, but I do usually have my one of my laptops with me. But at this rate, I probably need to get one of those portable chargers, like my good sis having that plane. Bro, that was that time when we were roaming for just ever because of a storm, and then we landed at some random city in like South or North Carolina, and then we once the storm cleared, then we came back and it was all shaky. It was a whole thing. I think I had the spirit of Terry and the spirit of the Lord was just over me because like something told me like upgrade your flight, like go ahead and get in that Comfort Plus. And I was mad for a little bit because I was in the an exit row, and I'm just like, dang, it ain't no TV over here. It ain't this and ain't that. But I had that extra leg room. So while I was sitting there on that plane, all that extra time roaming above the weather, I was just kicking. I was just like, well, how much longer are we going to roam? Okay. We're about to go now. All right. Well, I mean, hopefully we get home tonight. Like, as long as I get home tonight, I'll be all right. I ain't got no connection. As long as I just get there, it's going to be okay. And it was crazy because, like, me and my boyfriend were both traveling, both delayed, and both got back to Atlanta at the exact same time. So it worked out. But that storm was nuts. But I was just all calm, which I'm usually not. But I was just like, okay. We y'all gonna give us some water? All right, cool. Okay, we landed. We can go pee now. Bet. We got extra snacks. And then eventually we go home. But that's upsetting. But I do need to get one of them portable chargers. I used to have one, and I don't have one anymore.
I've always seen them getting portable chargers, but those are one of those things where, like, you buy them, you're like, oh, yes, this is so convenient. And then
you don't charge them, and then you lose them.
In that order. Another thing to own here that we gonna sip on, shout out to my girl Chloe. Per usual, we're just gonna continue to just uplift my good sis Chloe at all times. But yes, shout out to her and her tour, you know, selling out her shows, and fuck all the haters, and they can kiss her ass like she said, and she said what she said. Ass wipes. Next topic. You know, let's send, you know, our prayers over to Jamie Foxx. It said that he had, like, you know, a medical emergency. I think they do say that he's recovering right now. I seen some words about what happened, but I don't know if that was actually what happened, because his daughter didn't necessarily say what happened for what I seen. I don't know if she ever came back and, like, you know, added more information. Since somebody said something about a stroke, don't know if that's true or not.
I hope not.
But even if so, whatever medical emergency he has, I want to send my prayers over to him. Hopefully he has a speedy recovery. Shout out to Jamie Foxx, who I also did not know his name was not Jamie Foxx until probably like
five, six years ago.
But shout out to him and prayers over to
Bishop,
him.
Right?
Don't get me lying, because once again, found out his name was not Jamie Foxx probably about five,
well,
6 years ago.
Well, I think his name is Jamie Foxx now. They changed it. Because his daughter's last name is Foxx legally.
Don't get me lying.
I'm pretty sure his name is Eric, I think.
Well, either way, thoughts and prayers. The next thing that we are going to sip on today, a 12-year-old steals her dad's car and drives 400 miles to meet a friend she met online.
That's impressive.
Impressive, disturbing, and all the above.
Imagine, she must be a good, it was a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
She must be a nice height too for her to comfortably drive. I mean, I was tall, so I think it was like 5'1" or something like that. But that's impressive, because I couldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. There's no way this could have happened to me. Let's just start there. There's no way this could have happened to me or my household. One, I could not drive. Two, I was afraid to drive. Three, I would have had I did have access to my parents' keys, but I would have never thought to steal their car. And that was another interesting conversation. I think it was on Twitter, but you know, I'm not on Twitter. I just heard it was happening. Like, oh, did you guys used to steal your mom's cars growing up? What's wrong with y'all? Deviant children, were you? I could never imagine stealing either of my parents' car and just going joyriding. Like, what?
I couldn't
even imagine. That thought never even crossed my mind, ever.
It's just a matter of, I wouldn't want to reap those consequences. I didn't want to deal with that. This the thought of it still terrifies me. And I'm an adult.
And I'm over here thinking, like, what would I possibly be doing that it would even be worth risking a consequence? Nothing. There's nothing. There's no amount of nothing worth that.
It's just like,
I would just go get dropped off.
Okay. Just drop me off. If you tell me no, I can't go, then I guess I am not going. I'll go to my room and be upset.
I never even snuck out. I never snuck out. I have left the house and didn't say where I was going. But I never snuck out. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a difference. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, if mom and dad were not home and I was home and I was like, I wasn't a young child. I might've been like, I was in high school. Like if they were not home and I was just home and there have been times that I just left and just didn't say nothing, but I never snuck out, like climbing out of windows. And I was on the ground floor. If I, you know, I could have climbed out that window, but hell no.
Well, for me, there was no climbing up.
Not the way my mom was intuitive, so she could be like, just happen to come downstairs and see me not in there. Oh no. And she hear everything. I remember one day she came downstairs. She yelled downstairs. She was like, stop opening and closing the door. Because I kept going to the bathroom or going to the kitchen. I just kept going in and out of my room. She was like, stop opening and closing the door. My door was loud though, but still.
And most definitely is loud. And on top of that, it's like, yeah, think about the hallway. That hallway is so echoey. Like the sounds echo of that staircase so effectively. It was no way. Like you said, she already hears everything. She would have heard you open the window damn near.
She probably would have just also, what was that? I feel a disturbance in the house.
Me, there was, like I said, there was no sneaking out of my window unless I wanted to face plant. A story into a bush, because there's nothing but bushes down there. I would have to probably properly scale my way to like that little ledge.
Yeah, if you was in the other room, mom and dad's old room, the room across from yours, you probably could have snuck out, because you could just got on the roof and slid down.
But how would I get back in?
I don't know. I said you could snuck out. I didn't say you could sneak in.
Listen.
I would never, I never snuck out, so I could not even imagine taking somebody's vehicle and going anywhere further than the damn quick stop.
And I don't even like to drive. 400 miles? 400 miles?
That's far.
That is a long ass drive. You're not
about to. And then how do your parents even, what if he was a single father? How are you supposed to come get you? Now you gotta call somebody to go and pick you up because he got his car.
You got his car. If you're like, oh, what was the parents? Who is just watching a 12-year-old at all times? Like, a 12-year-old is mature. It's like, well, you hope will be mature enough. Like, you know, well, at least they're old enough that you don't got to sit there and watch them at every moment.
Yes, they're mature enough that you don't have to give them direct supervision all day.
So it's like, nobody about to be sitting here watching this child, thinking that you had to watch this child every move. He probably went there to take a nap, got off work, went to sleep.
That's like, probably what he was doing, because I was thinking, like, what was he doing? Maybe he very well could have been taking a nap.
I could have had a long ass day of work. Like, okay, do you need anything? Dinner? You eat? Blah, blah, or whatever. I don't know what time of day it was, but just like, you know, all right. Well, I'm gonna take a nap real quick.
I hope it wasn't night. That's terrifying.
It would be worse that night. I didn't look that deeply into the details, but if it was during the day, it's still the concept of just like he could have took a nap, woke up, and was like,
Anna, where the hell is my child?
Anna, I don't know. That's not the child name, but. And where are you? Running around the house looking for him and ain't seen nothing. And then imagine the fear of like running around your house, looking for your child. And you like, okay, all the doors are locked. Where's my kid? And you look in your garage and your car is gone. And your child is 12, has no license, does not know how to drive. That is literally
clearly she do know how to drive.
Okay, she may know how to drive, but I'm saying, like, she ain't got no license. Like, I will be terrified.
And she ain't get pulled over. Clearly, she know how to drive a little bit, because she ain't get pulled over. She said she drove 400 miles to see her friend. So, clearly, she made it. Even if she ain't get to see the friend, she done made it somewhere. She ain't get pulled over. She ain't get stopped. She made it to
another state. That's the thing. This is another state.
That's insane. Think about you being on a highway. There's just a child driving the car next to you. That's horrifying.
It's terrifying. I am stressed.
I hope that she was driving from like a southern part of Michigan into like Indiana. She probably gonna,
or it was from like Florida, like, to Alabama. Is Florida, Alabama right next to each other? It was Florida to somewhere in Florida to somewhere else.
Oh, then Florida.
Well, mm-hmm. I think it was Florida.
Well, hopefully it was northern Florida, because southern Florida is nuts. But hopefully she was in northern Florida. I feel like Alabama got decent, you know, easy to drive through highways and streets.
Yep, 12-year-old Florida girl. She see, drove from Florida, Florida to girl? Alabama.
Alabama. Florida girl? See, you know what would be going to Florida. See?
Listen, I told you, I think I said this on the show, but one of my favorite things to do is type in Florida man and type in my birthday to see what happened, what a Florida man did on my birthday, because it's always something.
I feel like Alabama got like pretty decent highways, so even though it's horrifying either way, I'm just happy she didn't try to go to like Atlanta. That could have been bad because the adults can't drive down here. So,
side note, Florida man.
Crazy enough, the adults down here, I feel like the ones that can't drive be coming from Florida. But you know, that's just a theory I have.
They can hear. Listen, I live in a state where I don't think anybody here knows how to drive. Sorry,
I'm starting to think that just nobody knows how to drive. Period. Except for me. But I ain't like I'm the best driver. I'm just a safe driver. I'm a very safe one. Everybody else should be out here doing whatever. But yeah, so what was the Florida man doing?
On my birthday in 2022, Florida man tried to evade police by playing Frogger across a busy highway.
Why they say it like that?
Because it's a New York Post and they messy. Florida man arrested for attacking daughter with pizza after she didn't do what? Dang, I thought it was going to happen. They didn't want to eat with him, huh? I hope this is fake.
He threw pizza at that girl.
Florida is just a very interesting place. Next thing that we're going to sip on. I have a thorough attitude. I wore this shirt for a reason, so I can say why I have a thorough attitude. Why are you all creating a Harry Potter TV show based upon the books? I did not ask for this. It's coming on Max or HBO Max, but they're switching to Max and changed the color to blue and not purple, and I hate all of everything about it. Anyways, why?
Max? I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant. But Harry Potter, as you all know, is my pride and joy. I love Harry Potter. I am a big Harry Potter fan. I am a Hufflepuff, and I am proud of it. I am a pure blood. I've read all the books and seen all the movies, and I frowned upon you Muggleborns. Anyways, we did not need this. I did not ask for this. Harry Potter fans and Harry Potter universe has been asking for, like, you know, more content, because the Fantastic Beasts series franchise is just, it's not giving what I needed it to give. I'm going to still go watch all of them regardless, but it does not give what I needed to give. My thing is, why do we have to do a remake as a TV show? Granted, I feel like in the past, Harry Potter as a TV show, if we didn't have the movies, Harry Potter as a TV show would have been great, because it would have been like, you know, seasons, so it would get more time for more details to be in there. And I think that, like, I get the concept, but the thing is, we already seen Harry Potter on film, and Daniel will always be Harry Potter to me. He played Harry Potter for seven films. Like, you're gonna have some other little boy right around talking about he's Harry and he's not. But then I'm like, I'm going to be nice because I don't want to bully no kid. Like, you're not Harry Potter in my eyes. And it's going to be really, really hard. I understand, like, yes, there's new kids who can love Harry Potter, but they can watch the damn movies. What we asked for was a TV show in the Harry Potter universe. That's what we asked about. It could have been after Harry Potter graduated. It could have been before Harry Potter even got to the damn school. It could have been the first Wizarding World for all I give a fuck. It could have been after. It could have been years after Harry. It could have been after Harry and his kids. It could be Harry kids being grown. I don't know. But we did not need this. And I am upset about it. I am thoroughly upset. We could have had a crime show. You think this stinks? Law and Order. But instead of Law and Order, the Orrs. The Dark Wizard Catchers. Like, it could have been a whole...
Lord.
Well, so that is, like, you know, the Dark Wizard catchers. But I'm saying, like, it could have been literally a series, like, just in the Harry Potter universe. And I think the Harry Potter fans would have loved it. But instead, we get a remake of something that we have already watched and we already have to watch on screen. And I am pissed off about it. And I am not happy. Am I going to watch it? Probably. But that's not the point, because we do not need this. The Percy Jackson series coming out as a TV show? Understandable. We got two films.
Oh, they're having a Percy Jackson series?
Mm-hmm. On Disney Plus. That is understandable, though. Because think about Percy Jackson. We had two movies. Both movies were like, meh, they're okay. And it's like, we didn't get the whole duration of, you like, you know, the of all the books. Mm-hmm. I can see how going back and, like, you know, starting over for Percy Jackson makes sense. Because the movies just weren't hitting the bar. So it makes sense to go back and just like, okay, we can just go and revamp and just do it this way. Respect it. Respectable decision. I actually think it's a really great decision, being the fact that I did read, like, the first book and I listened to the, like, the second book, which was all audio.
Like the movie.
I can see the movie's cool, but, like, always the book has more detail. And I
they're
think
they're going to bring Brandon T. Jackson back.
He too old to be playing somebody Grover. He was honestly too old to be playing somebody Grover in the movie.
I liked it.
Percy Jackson was, like, in middle school.
Well, he wasn't in middle school in the movie. Everybody was in high school.
But it's just, like, I'm looking forward to that series. But this Harry Potter thing, I'm very upset about it. And I'm going to watch it still, probably, because I'm always watching anything Harry Potter related just because I just love it. But I really hope that y'all prove me wrong. And y'all may prove me wrong. This may be a really good series. But it's just going to be kind of like, okay, here we go. That's like them coming out with Avatar, like the whole Avatar The Last Airbender. If it was like, and they like just came out with a revamped version of the same thing. I know that was kind of the idea with the live action version. I was curious of how that was going to work for the show for that. It's just kind of like, it may be cool, but do we really, really need this? I don't know.
Only reason I would want to see it is just from the special effects.
Are you referring to
a live Avatar? Action Avatar?
What I need is Avatar Studios to hurry up and start pushing some stuff out. I'm sick of hearing, oh, this is going to be coming. This is going to be coming. Why is everything coming so many years later? Don't tell me it's coming until it's like about to come next in like a couple months. Because I am sick of waiting 2 years for all these series. You're supposed to be having something on Kyoshi other than a book. You're supposed to be having a show, like a movie on Kyoshi or something. Like all these other avatars, the avatar we ain't ever heard of. We're supposed to be having this stuff coming out. And I'm looking forward to it. My thing is, I'm rewatching Korra right now. I know I'm going all over the place. These people gonna be like, he is jumping around. But we went to Avatar, so we gonna go to Korra real quick. I'm rewatching Korra, and I just like, everybody hates Korra so much. Everybody hates her. They say that she's a terrible Avatar. Me, personally, when it comes to Korra, she did get beat up a lot. She did. But Korra did what needed to be done. She got her ass beat a lot.
She did.
A lot.
And but, she was like a teenager in angsty.
But she got back up every time.
Get back up again.
And people need to stop hating my girl Korra. So, and to wrap up this whole
section. Korra's just an avatar who fell down.
To wrap up this whole section, leave Korra alone. Avatar Studios, come out with this stuff quicker. Can't wait to see Percy Jackson. Harry Potter, we did not need that damn TV show.
Random question. Did you ever watch Girlfriends all the way through?
I did not. I wanted to, and I feel like I watch people, like, I always come in when people are like, oh yeah, I'm watching Girlfriends, but they'd be too far in. I'd be like, oh, I've seen this episode, or I've never seen this before. I don't know if Girlfriends
I would recommend it as an adult. I would recommend it as an adult. I didn't really care about it. I watched it, you know, passively as a child, but I would recommend it as an adult, for one. Two, the only reason I brought it up is because I started singing that Donnie McClurkin song. And it was a random episode where he was on there, and they was in church. And I was just like, this is mad emotional. I feel like the first time I watched it, I cried. And the second time, I was just like, why is this scene so damn long? Just for them to become friends again. Y'all don't even flesh out the friendship. Is that you heard Joan and Tony was beefing for a minute. They go to church. Donnie McClurkin was singing real long, and then Tony go up, and I guess she gets saved, and then Joan go up and hold her hands, and they friends again. I'm like, we wasn't gonna talk this out. We wasn't gonna have a conversation. Just a saint is just a sinner who fell down. That was all Joan did to hear.
You know what that also makes me think of?
What?
Can you heal even me, your Lord? See, I'm coming to you, Lord, just as I am. I'm in need of the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my. I can't hit that note, so I ain't going to try.
What is this? Podcast. Help me. Oh, Deborah.
Mm-hmm. Because Deborah came in there and got her family back, and they didn't talk about nothing.
Claire, little self.
Deborah came.
No, I'm not playing music. Nosy Zoom. Mind your business.
They said the church of the doors. The doors of the church are open, and Deborah came in there and shut down a solo like she was she prepared.
Mm-hmm. Her little sundress. See, Zoom said I sounded kind of good. Once I sang that little melody, they said, "Are you playing music?" No, I'm not.
Zoom must have said I sound like a banshee because.
Maybe because I'm
recording.
I don't know.
but yeah, that's another thing. I was watching that because I actually watched that in that terrible wig that they had on Shamar Moore that made me not even realize that was Shamar Moore until forever later. It was crazy. I did not know that Shamar Moore was in that movie.
What's the point? Get to the point where you start to irritate I'm gonna say you thought it was Sean Paul?
I didn't know who it was. I thought it was just some light-skinned man. I didn't know who it was. But also, it just took a lot for me to also make the connection that, because I feel like I should have known that was Shamar Moore, but the fact that he had that wig on, it threw me off, because when I watched Younger the Restless with Dad, he ain't had no hair. Yeah, Shamar Moore was on Younger the Restless.
I forgot that.
But no, back to, but yes, it was about Deborah. Like, Deborah, he was all like, I don't know, I'm done with her. They didn't even have a conversation. Like, it was just like, yes, we're going to hug. And now we're at the dinner table at Medea's house, like a happy family. Like, nothing just happened. Like.
Because Simon Perry loves a crackhead wife who gets her family back. Shout out to Janine.
Yeah.
You want this crack, don't you? What play was that? Oh my gosh. I don't know if y'all watched this wretched Tyler Perry play, and I hope you didn't, because it's so bad. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, is it Bam's Place?
Yes. I hope y'all never watched this. I randomly watched this, and Tyler Perry, baby, never watched that play. This play was so random. It wasn't good. And I love a lot of Tyler Perry's, you know, his classic stuff, but this was not good at all. He literally, I ain't gonna tell y'all the whole plot, you know, the plot was not plotting, but pretty much it was a dad who had a wife or a woman or whatever. They were staying with Aunt Bam, but I guess they were saying how his baby mom or ex-wife was crazy. So his ex-wife gets their teenage son, who was 40 years old, tries to get him to kill his father or hurt him or whatever, and bribes him with drugs. And the boy's like, I don't know if I want to do it. And the lady's talking about, you want this crack, don't you? That's how you convince your son. You want this crack, don't you? Aren't teenage crackheads, Tyler Perry? Are there new crackheads? Because I would go to say that there's probably not many. So there are other drugs other than crack, Mr. Perry. And I just need you to know. I know that those were the drugs of your youth. Those are the drugs that probably tore down the communities, and I understand it. I watched BMF, and I was even watching BMF and all that type of stuff. I was like, it was really this many crackheads for them to make this much money? And I know it was more than crack. I was just like, this many people was doing drugs? For y'all to be making 30K or more in a day? This many people was doing drugs. Is that still the case? I got so many questions. Is it still that many people doing drugs? Mm-hmm. Nobody can answer that question, truly. I was just confused. But still, I need Tyler Perry to know there's drugs besides crack. It really is. The likelihood that a 16-year-old in 2000 and whatever that was, when that wretched play came out, doing crack, unlikely. Unlikely. You should offer him a vape pen or something. Unlikely. Now, he probably would have killed him over there.
At least gave him some money.
Some money, a vape, some Jordans, some prescription, a perk. Do his perky dance, maybe? I don't know. A Molly, something. Because that was, you know, I think that was Molly era. Something that just made sense. You want this crack, don't you? That's what you she had to crack, say. And then the fact that the son was supposed to be a teenager when he already was playing an adult on previous plays and he was older in this play. I'm like, this is a 40-year-old man who looks like Uncle Andre. He is an adult. Full adult. Just because you shave a beard off does not make them look young. It actually makes them look older because then they got 5 o'clock shadow. Stop doing that to these actors.
Ooh, 5 o'clock shadow. I know that feeling. But yes, anyways, so back to something more... I'm going to say something more serious, I guess. We can kind of transition into something more serious or something that I just wanted to get off my chest. It was something that could have been a sip, so I'm going to just move it here. So I seen this little video of some girl who I don't even know her name, and I don't really care about giving her that much attention. Y'all may have seen it. She's talking about Lil Nas X and all this other type of stuff.
Whoever
the hell she is. I just have something that I want to get off my chest. Because something she said just irritated my entire soul. Because she was talking about like, oh, like I know people who went to school with him and they were saying how he was never gay or he was blah, blah, blah. And everybody in the comments like, yeah, she probably right. She right. Y'all may not like who it's coming from, but that don't mean that she lying, blah, 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 blase, blase. Well, I'm going to need you. I want to be the oppressor ass niggas to understand. Stop trying to speak on things you have no knowledge of. Okay? For you to try to say, because people told you that he wasn't gay in high school, does not mean shit. One, those same people are probably calling him gay and talking about him, because that's usually how that goes. And for two, just because somebody came out outside of high school doesn't mean that they weren't battling their sexuality back then. You were not there, okay? And what I need these with straight people, what I need y'all to stop doing, the ones who are doing this, so don't get offended, because if you ain't doing it, then there should be no offense of what I'm saying. What I need y'all to stop doing is pretending you know, like you stop talking for gay people. Put it like that. Stop talking from an experience. Trying to act like you have something, like an experience in something that you don't have. Like, oh yeah, like I don't understand, because why did he not come out then? Why is he doing? You're the reason why people don't come out in high school. You're probably the reason why people did not come out in high school, because you were probably talking shit about people. You were probably bullying them. People were scared. People were insecure. People were nervous because of the fact of their environment and how that would come across and how people would treat them or how their family would treat them. You do not know that struggle. Or in that internal battle. So do not speak on saying like, oh, that can't be the case. That's not the case, because you weren't there. And don't invalidate people in the community who are telling you like, this is my experience and why I didn't do, why this was my life or why he may have acted the way he did, and try to invalidate, no, that ain't the case. How the hell do you know? How are you going to tell a gay black man that he didn't wait to come out, and he waited to come out until he got out of high school? How are you gonna say no, that's not the case, that you waited because you just not gay, you just wanted it for the fame, you wanted it for this? How are you gonna tell him what he went through? It's weird, because I'm gonna tell you this right now. I said it's gonna get a little bit deep, because I'm gonna talk about myself for a second. There was multiple moments in my life where I could have came out. I could have came out in middle school. I could have came out in high school. However, I was not comfortable coming out until when I did. That was senior year of damn college. 4 years after I finished high school, before I felt comfortable doing so. And it's like, I think I know what it felt like being scared to come out. Trying to pretend like that wasn't the case. Knowing deep down inside, like, oh, I feel this way, but I'm not going to express it because I don't know how my family's going to react. I don't know how my friends are going to react. I don't know if I'm going to not have any friends anymore. You're like, oh, well, you shouldn't care about that. But as a kid, you care about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You care about your image a lot more and what other people think a lot more when you're younger because you're around these people daily. I'm forced to sit in these four walls of this building all day long for what? 8 hours? How long is school? A long ass time. Daily. Monday through Friday. And if somebody has a problem with me, then I'm gonna have to feel the backlash of that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about all the people y'all bullied in high school because you thought that they were gay. But then want to have them to come, then want to open up your mouth later as a grown ass adult saying they should have had the courage to come out with people like you. So they have to deal with people like you. Torment in school. Some of people have torment in their family and bullying in their family. Even though, like, even the fear of coming out to your parents, even if your parents are accepting and loving and you don't have an issue, there's always a chance that that's not the case. Mm-hmm. His dad supports him. Lil Nas X dad supports him and loves him and treats him like with his son, regardless, all of that type of stuff. But all these parents ain't like that because look at you. Open up your mouth talking about that my son was gay. I ain't having that. So you are literally the reason. You are literally the reason why people like Lil Nas X did not come out in high school. And you don't get to tell somebody when they come out and when they have to come out and also be the problem at the same damn time. You don't get that luxury. And it grinds my damn gears. It's annoying. And I say this from the bottom of my heart. I pray this very, very strongly that none of you, I'm about to cuss and say I was praying at the same time. God know my heart. I pray and hope that none of you heathens have children in the LGBT community. And I say this for one reason alone. I don't say this for you. I don't give a fuck about you. I say this because I don't want your child to have to suffer as a child or as an adult because of the trauma that I know that you will inflict upon that child. So I actually do hope that your children are straight so they don't have to deal with this. And I hope that if you do have a child that is in the community, that you open up your eyes and you see what you did and what you did to other people and how you wouldn't appreciate that for your child happening to your child. And I hope you get your life together. Thank you for attending my TED Talk. I said a lot of words.
You did. But they were well said and they were necessary. I think I saw that right before we started recording.
I can't stand humans. Like, I really don't like humans. I don't like humans.
They just like to be loud and wrong.
Loud and wrong. Like, stop speaking about other people's experiences or speaking from a perspective that you don't understand, that you weren't there. Like, you were not there. And it's weird to me.
Yeah. I don't want to try to make this correlate because it doesn't. So please, people hear me. I'm not relating this. But I do be a lot of people who will just say certain things about others. Like, you was never like this in high school. You didn't talk to me. How would you know how I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't know me like that. What makes you think that you know how I was if your relationship with me was in passing? You get a people what they allow you to see. You know, you're not gonna know people's innermost thoughts. You don't know people's feelings unless they share them with you. And if they were not shared or public, then why would you know them? I have friends in high school that were full bisexuals. I have friends in high school who I did not know were lesbians until we left. And it's not that, and it wasn't that it was a big deal. It's just like when it happened, it was just like, okay, this is happening now. But that didn't mean that, you know, I had an old friend. I think she's either engaged or married to a woman now. And at the time, you know, I do have pretty good, you know, intuitive skills. So I wasn't surprised, I would say. But it wasn't just like, oh, well, you wasn't like this back then. Like, you just weren't dating women back then, is all it was. And that's fine. And now you are. Okay. That ain't gonna be like, you very well could have been. You just wasn't actively doing that. And now that you are comfortable doing it, now you are. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it, people just making them assumptions and saying stuff about how people weren't this way, and so they couldn't have been. First of all, things change. Second of all, sexuality is a spectrum. So maybe you lean in one way at some point, and now you lean in this way at a different point. Things change. And also, you don't know these people.
And that's the real tea.
You don't know these people. And even if those people who you heard from knew him, that doesn't mean that he was telling them everything that was going on in his mind.
Exactly. It's just annoying. I just don't like humans so much sometimes. And it's just like the concept, I always say this as well, is like something that, because people are like, oh, well, how do I word this? So my least favorite response, and when I say this, I don't say this to make anybody feel bad. And this includes family. If you said this to me, I promise I am not holding this against you, and I am not holding this over your head. When somebody comes out to you, or if you hear, and your first response out your mouth is, oh, I already knew. I was just, don't say that to people. Like, you can think that, like, yes, I already knew.
You know what's funny to me? You, about three times you even called me or spoke to me, it was like, Jalen, I have to tell you something. I was just like, okay, is this the time?
Because the thing is,
never the time. And I'm just like, all right. I remember one time in middle school, and I'm not going to talk about what you actually told me because it was something actually very serious. I don't want to bring it up. But you was like, I got to tell you something. It's so serious. I just need to talk to you. And I'm just like, well, here we go. Proceed.
And it's like, if you don't, like, and the thing is, like, and that's kind of like, I would say, for example, like, when it comes to you, what
I was just like, oh, that's not what we talk about. Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's just like, for at least for like, when it comes to him, to ours, like me coming out to you, it was like, you may, like, if you know, like, yes, some people you may have known, or you may have caught up, or you may have, sometimes it's an assumption, but sometimes it's like, if you get the vibes that you know, it's like, you know, you were open and you were opening the door for me to be able to have that conversation when I was ready for it. It's like, you kept that door open. It's like, that's what you do. And when they tell you, you don't say, well, I already knew that. Because that is literally the most, like, unsupporting comment. And the thing is, a lot of times, it's not even, like, ill-intended. And that's why I'm saying this, because I feel like people need to hear this. Like, it's not even that. I know that it's not ill-intended. You're really saying that because you're thinking by saying that it's, like, taking the pressure off of them. But it's really kind of taking that moment away from the fact that they just shared something that was probably really hard for them to share. They're telling you something that was really, probably really hard, that they probably thought about countless times, of how they were going to have this conversation with you and how you were going to react. And if your reaction is, well, I already knew that, and I've been, like, you're like taking that moment away from them, in a sense, at least in my opinion. And I don't like that. Like I said, I had some people say that to me. I had a cousin, an auntie, some people said that to me. And the thing is, I knew they weren't really, like, coming from a malicious place. I knew they were trying to just kind of, like, make me feel better of, like, it's okay. Like, I still knew I would love you regardless. You can say that you love me regardless, but keep the I already knew part. Just act like you didn't know, and it was just a grand surprise. You know, like when you snuck and found out what you about to get for Christmas, and then when it came on Christmas Day, you had to still act surprised so your parents wouldn't be like, they already went into the basement and found it. Like, that's that's what you're supposed to do. We want you to be like, oh, really? Like, okay, like, you know, like, I got you. I support you. Be happy for me telling you this. Support me in that way. Don't tell me you already knew. And the other people, the assholes, be like, I already knew. Why didn't you just tell us before? You wanted me, you should have came out earlier. No, you wanted me, you wanted to know so you can use it against me and to use it as proof that you were right to pick on me with. No, you did not give a fuck, for real. So I don't care if you knew, you assumed, and I'm gonna say you assume you ain't no shit. But family, like, you may have known. Eric, listen, I'm me. I'm always very outspoken. I talk with my hands a lot. I'm very emotional. All the things that people try to say makes a man who in that community, which is not all, which is false and very stereotypical. But I think it was obvious, you know, like, for me, I can see how people would have known. Mm-hmm. Hell, my own nana knew.
Indeed. Yeah, your own everybody knew.
Like, people knew, and it's okay that you knew, but it's just like, let me have been ready to tell y'all.
Here's what I'll say. I'm not gonna say that I knew, even though I did. I would more so say I was not surprised. That's what I'll say. Because I also try to not be problematic and not make assumptions about people. And just because they may be, you know, acting a certain way does not necessarily mean that that's what they are attracted to. You know, just because you are acting some way does not necessarily mean that. So I would just say I was not surprised, is all.
And that's even a better word choice. If you can't fight yourself and saying that you already knew, you can even say, like, you can say I'm not, like, let me, like, okay, like, I'm not surprised, like, never mind.
I think it's gonna go somewhere else.
No, I was gonna be like, when I was about to say I'm not surprised, that also,
oh, it sounded like,
I feel like time. I'm not surprised can come as the conversation is going, like. Like,
you know what, I start telling people, and you can tell me if this sells, if this is, I mean, everybody's going to be different, so who's to know what sounds appropriate to you might be inappropriate to somebody else. I'll be saying, when I don't be knowing what to say to people, when I feel like whatever I'm going to say is incorrect, I just be like, I am happy you felt so comfortable to tell me that. That's my go-to.
And that's a good go-to.
I'm happy you felt comfortable telling me that.
That's a good go-to.
I go to that for a lot of stuff now. But I'll be knowing what to say. I'm so happy you felt comfortable. Because, I mean, I do be happy. It's not that it's fake. I just sometimes, when it's sensitive subject, I just don't want to come off as insensitive. Like, I don't care about what you have to say, but I also might be taking in some of the seriousness of what you're saying. And I was like, I might not have a response, but I need to say something. So, like, I am genuinely happy that you are comfortable with me and you feel safe with me to have whatever this conversation is. But I also don't always know how to respond more. With you, I, you know, again, that was a different conversation because I knew what to say. But with some conversations, I don't know what to say. Maybe y'all can lean on that.
And then I'm going to say this and we are going to swift over to the playlist. I want to say this. And this,
damn, I had something to say.
Oh, you had something to say?
I did. Trying to cut me off. Maybe we can talk about it next week. We can talk about it next week, though, because we low-key been talking for a minute.
So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to tune in into the mic here. This message is for that anybody, man, woman, child, non-binary, whoever out there needs to hear this. Coming out is on your time. No one else's. Don't let people feel like your story and your experiences are less than because you didn't do them on their time or you didn't do it how they wanted to. You have the power of your life. And yes, I'm all like, if you want to come out, if you think it's time, if you want to build, if you feel like you have the courage to do so. But also take that time that you feel is necessary. Because at the end of the day, this is your life. You're going to have to experience what you may experience. I understand the fear and the thought process of that and what you feel like you may have to lose or who you may lose. I've been there, so I do understand that feeling and that fear. But love yourself and do things on your time. I digress.
Beautiful. We can move into the playlist. This because I feel like what I was going to talk about could take another 10 to 15, and I don't even have it in me.
So we're going to go into the playlist.
Let's.
Opening up my phone to get the playlist.
Should I start or you?
I'm gonna let you start because I'll always be letting you start because I don't be prepared.
Okay, so my first song is going to be Breaking Point by Leon Thomas. You know who that is? I see your face was like, I do know who this is, but it's not clicking.
I feel like I know who. Is that Andre?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I thought so. I had to make
sure. He has an album coming out. Because recently I was like, I really want to start supporting. Because, you know, I feel like a lot of popular male singers cannot sing. So I have just been trying to make an effort to support the ones, the male singers that I feel like can sing. So.
I don't wear designer clothes. I don't go to the finest schools. But I know I ain't no foo-foo, baby. Hey, that was a hit.
He been writing hits ever since.
Okay, writing hits ever since. I am going to put on the playlist All Right by Ledisi.
Okay. And you see our daddy talking about, oh, we at the concert celebrating my daughter's birthday. If you
without the daughter.
I was not there. Y'all was not celebrating my birthday. Y'all, the concert was just on that day. Like y'all bought it in honor of me. Please.
Please.
My second song is How Deep. I want to say his name is Ty Verdes. But it's TaiVerdes.
Gotcha. I'm going to screenshot that now so I can remember to add it to the playlist, which will be available via Instagram the day this gets posted.
Yay.
Next thing on my playlist, I think this is more so a little alternative music. I don't know what it is. Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo. Okay. I feel like, I don't know if I put this on the, I don't know. I don't think this was on the playlist in the previous season because I don't think we were recording when this came out, but I actually really love this song. I did a cover to this song. I never posted it. Maybe I'll get the courage to post that soon. But I really love this song. Like, this is a really good song. So I'm going to put that on the playlist this week.
My last song is, I feel like I'll always be throwing in a little throwback. My last song is Knock Yourself Out by Jadakiss.
That's not as far of a throwback I thought you were going to go. So I'm going to go back to the other playlist. No, I'm gonna go throwback. I'm going to go far back.
Way back in time.
For this one, what do I want to put on this playlist this time? I am going to put Single Life by Cammy.
I'm living the single.
Life.
I'm having fun. That's a jam.
It is a jam. Listen, that whole album. I think I like that whole Cameo album. I think that's I have that whole album right here in my little old school playlist that I listen to when I just want to act like I'm at home in dad basement.
That's my jam. Some days I'll just go back and I'll just listen to Cameo Radio. It's such a vibe. Or Best of Cameo.
Old school music made me think about like how that Parliament, I know Parliament is obviously a totally different group, but old school music makes me think about this, how that Parliament album cover used to scare the shit out of me. And I'm going to leave the podcast off like this. I want all y'all to go do this. Go look up Parliament. PARLIAMENT. I think it's the Best of Parliament album. I want you to look at this album cover. Best of Parliament, Give Up the Funk. Look at this album cover and you will see why this album cover used to give me nightmares when I used to see it at night in a dark room. And I hope you all have a great evening, weekend, and I hope your day and your weekend and life is filled with nothing but love, sunshine, and happiness.
Good night.